This week, we get the blessings and curses that come with the Torah, with accepting the Torah. And the rabbis point out a problem, which maybe if you're following along as carefully as I know you all were, which is that the curses section is very long, and the blessings section not so much. The curses section is long and explicit. There will be plagues, there will be disease, your crops will die, your in-laws will move in with you. Thing after thing. All right, maybe I added the last one. Curses section goes on and on. The blessings section is a couple of verses that say nice things will happen to you that are good. I mean, they're good things. You'll win every war, one guy will stand up to 10, it'll be wonderful. But why the iniquity? And I want to use a technique called the elevator. So we're going to start at the surface and take the elevator down to go a little deeper. On the surface, the reason why the curses are so long and so explicit is that the Jews at the time, the ancient Israelites, have sinned at basically every opportunity. They've made mistake after mistake after mistake, and they've only been out of Egypt for like a year or two. And so God is really laying it on thick to make it clear there will be consequences for you not following me. That's the surface level of the story. That's why it is so clear and strong, the curses. But if we go a little bit deeper, I recently heard about a psychological experiment. That if you take a giant whiteboard, you put one tiny black dot in the middle and bring people in the room and ask, what do you see? They all say, a black dot. No one notices an entire white board. That this large curses section and small blessings section actually reflect how we often see the world. It's often hard for us to see the many blessings in our lives because we focus on the small black dot. It feels enormous. It feels as if the only thing we can see are the curses. So in some ways, this is a chance. We're supposed to look at this, feel that it is inequitable, it's not good, and then hopefully reflect backwards and say, so when I look at my own life, why should I see a long list of curses and a short list of blessings? Why can't I see a long list of blessings, a long list of blessings, and a short list of curses? And if we go even maybe a little bit deeper, we get, I think, something else, which is a challenge of how to lead our own lives. And how do we use the power that we have? The rabbis tell us over and over again that we are supposed to act like God. But in this one case, I think God is giving us a counterexample. As we sit and feel uncomfortable with the explicit, uncomfortable, long list of curses, we should remember that with our own power, with our words, with our actions, sometimes even with our thoughts, with our body language, we can affect the world. And what are we going to do to make the list of blessings for everyone else longer and the list of curses shorter? How are we going to use the power we have in this world to make sure that it's blessings that everyone sees, to help everyone else see the giant white board in place of the small black dot? With that, I will say Shabbat Shalom.